Buzz Lightyear has a lot to answer for. Generations of children have grown up with the belief that there is something beyond infinity. It may seem light-hearted, but it's created a serious misconception about the universe, reflected in many science fiction stories as well. Now, usually I'm a fan of sci-fi, but the idea of multiple universes has now crept into scientific or perhaps mathematical research, attempting to prove by manipulation of numbers, they exist. There is only one universe, and it is infinite. The trouble is, by using the terms one and it, even I am implying there might be more. An example of where our use of the concept of number leads us astray. The universe is and is infinite. As earthbound beings, we have a fixation with order and logic and numbers, shape, and distance, time, and space. Everything has to be in its place and under control. But like the prisoner, the universe will not be pushed, filed, indexed, stamped, or numbered. Its life is its own, and it's not easy to bring order and control to something infinite. Other sentient beings on the planet are far too intelligent to attempt it. Instead, they go with the flow. Philosophers and scientists have forever been attempting to make sense of the universe and our lives as part of it, so they can bring order and control to our lives. We, humanity, have invented time, space, dimensions, and all sorts of other concepts, especially the idea of linearity, which I've discussed before. There I go again, before and after, bringing in linearity and time to make sense of things. We talk about the creation, whether this was an act of God or some sort of big bang. But what if there was no creation of the universe? No beginning and no end. Nothing to see here. Move along. Wouldn't it be nice to make things so much more simple? You see, we don't have to make things so complicated by ordering, categorizing, measuring, timing, and everything else we do to gain understanding. We could just accept things as they are, couldn't we? I have a sign on my desk given to me by Bob Proctor. It is what it is. Accept it. Learn to accept there is nothing wrong with chaos. It doesn't have to be tamed or ordered, measured or categorized. It is, and there's the end of it. Of course, you're probably now thinking, what on earth is he talking about? I wonder myself sometimes, but this just flows through me. Chaos is not a bad thing. Chaos doesn't need to be avoided. Chaos is the origin of things. Without chaos, there would be no thing. When we mastermind or think outside the box, we're really engaging with chaos to come up with new ideas and solutions. When we do things randomly and find something we didn't expect, chaos again. It happened out of the blue. Clearly, chaos is blue. But then we mess up. We impose order. We bring chaos into line, linearity, not realizing chaos is far more powerful in manifesting our thoughts, wishes, and visions than working out the what and the how and the when and the who and the where of bringing things about. Chaos is infinite. Order is not, and we cannot control infinity. Everything is energy, and energy, Wallace Wattles' thinking stuff, which pervades the universe, is everything, everywhere. The very nature of energy is chaotic. And if there's any ordering to be done within the chaos, you and I can see it all around us. It doesn't need to be classified or measured, just enjoyed and embraced.